listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Now for some sunscreen advice. Skin cancer remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the U.S., so soaking up those rays comes with some serious risks. Dr. Janine Downey is a board-certified dermatologist and director of Image Dermatology in New Jersey. She has some advice on what kind of sunscreen to buy.
You need to wear an SPF of 30 or above, and an SPF of 30 gives you about 97% protection from the sun's rays, and then an SPF of 45 gives you about 98% protection from the sun's rays. And after that, it all kind of starts to level out. So you don't necessarily need an SPF of 100.
Andrea Gibson, a celebrated poet and performance artist who explored gender identity, politics, and their four-year battle with terminal ovarian cancer, died Monday at age 49. Gibson's death was announced on social media by their wife, Megan Fawley. Gibson and Fawley are the main subjects of the documentary Come See Me in the Good Light, scheduled to air this fall on Apple TV+. This is ABC News. A nightmarish discovery at a store in Victorville, California.
Deputies in San Bernardino County were called to an AM/PM convenience store on Sunday after someone reported finding a teddy bear made out of human skin. Where the fur of a teddy bear would be, that was human skin, according to the report. The coroner's office took it over, but now an artist in South Carolina says no need for concern that he made what's called a human skin teddy bear and that skin is actually latex. His company specializes in horror special effects and haunted attractions. He shipped a bear to a customer in Victorville last week, and it somehow got placed at that convenience store. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Starbucks is requiring some remote workers to come into work at its headquarters. In a letter posted to employees Monday, Chairman and CEO Brian Nichols said corporate employees will need to be in the office 4 days a week, and corporate people leaders must be based in either Seattle or Toronto within 12 months. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
The updated forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Today, partly cloudy, hot and muggy with a high of 89. Tonight, some clouds, warm and sticky, will drop down to 69. Wednesday, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some could be strong with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rain. Your midweek high, 85. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms diminishing with a low near 59. And Thursday, clouds mixing with sunshine by midday. Cooler and less humid, a high of 73. The extended forecast towards the weekend, Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, 77. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday with a high of 79.
And turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
All right, time to get the Light in the Milk House show underway. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. Good morning. The worst floor and home thermometer, 63.
All the time you stood by me, through right and wrong, for being there to catch me when I'd fall. I love you for your faith in me, for all the joys you've given me, but this one thing makes me love you most of all. You never gave up on me. time I thought this love can't work, you stayed to see it through. You never gave up on me when I was making things rough on you. And you showed me what it really means to love somebody. And though sometimes we might not see things eye to eye, always meant me more than half the way. So for all the times I've let you down and you could have packed your things and gone, I love you most of all because you stayed. And you never gave up on me when I was giving love up on you. Never mattered who was right or wrong, you stayed to see it through. Never gave up on me when I was making things rough on you. And you showed me what it really means to love. There were times I just knew you did not understand my moods. All those long and sleepless nights I put us through. Just
had to be a truck driver cause it holds a fascination for me. To have somebody paying me a living wage, to travel all over the country. I told the man at the terminal I'll work real hard, even 8 or 9 hours a day. I'll never forget the way that he laughed and the things that I had to say. He said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and you better start learning it fast. You got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and we teach it in a special class. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and a whole lot of fuel to burn. Well, it's a heck of a life being married to diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Well, the first rig I drove was a cab over Jimmy Stop at every truck stop I would see. Dragging hot coffee, talking that trash to the waitress, truck driver with a capital T. I headed east in Louisiana, darn near fast. Kelly's hit the air just to turn her around. When I finally got a stop, I was still headed east, but my trailer was Texas bound. I said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Me a steak when 6 motorcycle riders came in and started strutting their stuff,
saying, hey man, you one of them truck drivers that's supposed to be so tough.
Well, they ruined my steak, so I just paid them and left.
He ain't so tough, I heard one of them shout. Waitress said he ain't much of a truck driver either.
He run over 6 motorcycles pulling out. I said, you boys got a lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Yeah, a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Yeah, you gotta get that education. Learn how to make that logbook out. Shift them gears, boy.
It's the Light and Milk House Show brought to you by the great folks at Brouhaha Roasters.
And when you pass a Greyhound bus.
5:10 is the time. We're at 63 like degrees. This. Good morning, Adam Hessen, the big old air chair, filling in for Philip J. Nee. Here's Jerry Reed.
It's on. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, when he took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you hot, you hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Melody, my darling, when spring is in the air and the ball-headed birds are whispering everywhere when you see them walking south. There's Tennessee Bird Walk. There's Tennessee Bird Walk. That's Tennessee Bird Walk.
100.9.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Time now to take a look at sports. Richland Center Church League softball games resume tonight on the East Diamond at 7 p.m. Free Methodist versus St. Mary's Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15, Church of the Nazarene versus Richland Baptist Temple, St. Mary's will umpire on the East Diamond at 8:15. The West Diamond, Grace Community versus Richland Baptist 2. Now, the Knights of Columbus will umpire that game. 8:15, the Boscobel Assembly of God team will take on Knights of Columbus. Grace will umpire. The Mission will have a bye. Milwaukee has drafted college third baseman Andrew Fisher with the 20th pick in the 2025 Major League Baseball free agent draft. Fisher also played first base and outfield for the Tennessee Volunteers. He blasted 25 home runs and reached base in all 65 games the Vols played. The Milwaukee Bucks are reportedly planning to sign former first-round draft pick Cole Anthony to a contract. ESPN Radio reports that Memphis bought out Anthony's deal on Saturday. Milwaukee is thin at guard after waiving Damian Lillard. Over his 5 years with Orlando, Anthony averaged 12.5 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. The Magic traded him to the Grizzlies before Memphis bought out that contract.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Okay, folks, you have 30 seconds to get up and stretch it out. We are going to do a little dancing. It's the Aerobic Polka, brought to you by SUPS. Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
We'll be right back.
Take a breath. That'll get the old heart rate up. It's your aerobic polka brought to you by Supps Gym. 522, the We're Exploring Home Thermometer showing 63 degrees. And we do have a little bit of light fog in the area. A little lighter than yesterday, though.
Born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer, never learned to cry. He never knew his father, and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home. Gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running when he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story of the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness and the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home.
Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies.
It's the old Light in the Milk House show. That's John Denver and Emmy Lou Harris. My name's Adam Hess. And for PJ Nee, we'll be checking in with Phil during the roundup this morning with Hank and Adam.
Girl, you told me that I hurt real bad and cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Ready, Richland Center. The Farmer's Market is back tomorrow on the big grassy lot at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right between Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. They open promptly at 1:30 and go until 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. No early sales. Here's just a taste of what you may find. Rhubarb, zucchini, salad greens, microgreens, mushrooms, fresh herbs, baked goods, jams, breads, cookies, meat to order, flowers, honey, maple syrup. Whew! And so much more. Michael Johnson returns on the 16th with great live music, pop, rock, and folk favorites. They accept food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards. And thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, you'll get bonus bucks every week, up to $10 extra for fresh produce and herbs. Kids ages 4 to 17 can join the Youth Food Token Program. If you bring a boomerang bag, you'll get a coupon to spend at the market. All thanks to great local sponsors. Need help arranging a pickup? Call market manager at 213-3374. It's happening tomorrow, the Richland Center Farmers Market. Fresh, local, and community strong. See you there, rain or shine.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A Wisconsin senator says a recent state Supreme Court decision might create more legal challenges for state farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed costs. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. Senator Howard Mark Lyons says the high court ruled in favor of Governor Tony Evers and against him, saying the power to pause, object to, or suspend administrative rules before and after promulgation are unconstitutional. Mark Line tells Brownfield this removes the legislature's role in the rulemaking process.
That's concerning because now you could have unelected officials making some pretty substantial decisions over how programs are going to work without any oversight from the legislature at all.
So if the legislature passes the law that gives a state agency rulemaking authority and the governor signs it, the rules and enforcement might not be what the legislature intended. Mark Line says, for example, the Department of Natural Resources could have more authority over farmers who would have to challenge that authority in court.
And of course, that's incredibly expensive. Farmers would have to, you know, hire attorneys. They'd have to evaluate whether it's even worth spending the money in that fight. But of course, the DNR, the government's got all kinds of attorneys, you know, that can fight cases like that for a long period of time.
Mark Line says, along with future legislation being more prescriptive, he expects fewer bills will be proposed because it'll be more difficult to get lawmakers to agree with every detail in a bill. The USDA's national corn condition rating held over the past week and soybeans improved. The USDA says 74% of the corn is in good to excellent shape, 34% silking nationwide, 7% already at the dough stage. 70% of the nation's soybeans are good to excellent, 47% of that crop blooming, and 15% setting pods. Frequent light rains have been beneficial to crops in most areas of Wisconsin. Jonathan Gibbs farms in the Fox Lake area. He's also the current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
In my neighborhood, we're looking pretty good.
Gibbs says recent weather with light rain every 2 or 3 days has been good for the crops.
Wheat's starting to turn some colors. We're still probably, I'd say, a good 10 days away from harvest. Soybeans are starting to stretch out. Corn is definitely starting to stretch out. We've got nice color. Herbicide application has been a challenge based on the weather, whether it was windy or rainy.
Well, he says making dry hay has been a challenge. Statewide, 13% of the corn is silking, 78% of that corn is good to excellent, 44% of Wisconsin soybeans are blooming, and 5% of the beans are setting pods. USDA reporters say the potato harvest has begun in some areas, and some farmers are starting to harvest wheat and oats. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tips Auction Realty. Reminder, we will have a hay sale this coming Wednesday. We have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin, online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.TimSuckAuctionRealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day quiet and cash hogs closed mixed. Good morning. I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet on Monday. New show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Kansas but lower in Texas and Nebraska, Colorado. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will be delayed until the second half of the week. The Kansas Weekly Cattle Auction Summary says no recent markets were reported for a trend. However, a higher undertow on feeder steers and heifers for the first week after the holiday. The USDA says slaughter cows sold steady while slaughter bulls sold steady to $4 higher. In the feedlot trade, negotiated live sales sold $1 to $5 higher at $2.25 to $2.30. Feeder supply included 66% steers and 92% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers weighing 752 to 795 brought 324 to 339 with an average price of $334.94. Medium and large one feeder heifers 662 to 698 pounds brought 314 to 335 with an average price of $322.11. Box beef closed lower with choice down $1.57 at $337.07 and select was $1.91 lower at $364.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It was a quiet start to the week, but buyer demand improved into the close, with most in need of near-term ready numbers to keep chain speed up. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct closed 289 higher with a base range of 97 to 113.50 and a weighted average of 109.58. At Iowa, Minnesota, cash hogs were 73 cents lower with a weighted average price of 107.43. And the Western Corn Belt were 226 higher with a weighted average price of 109.58. Butcher hogs had no comparisons at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrows and gilts at those markets are priced at $84. Slaughter sows have a range of $72 to $88, and boars are marketed at $29. In Illinois, barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Pork values closed 38 cents higher at $113.85, with picnics, ribs, hams, and bellies higher. Loins and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by fund liquidation and the recent trend in wholesale beef. And Ling hog futures closed sharply lower on technical selling and demand questions and the drop in cattle. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill. Take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs had no recent comparison. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads with August 3 and a quarter lower at 10.01 and September down 1 and 3 quarters at 9.93 and a quarter. Corn was up on short covering. September was four higher at $4, and December was up 5¾ at $4.18. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower with the recent trend in beef. August live was down 285 at 219.35. October was 292 lower at 216.77. August feeder cattle were down 585 at 319.47. And hogs were lower on technical selling and that drop in cattle. August lean was 145 lower at 103.22. October was down 297 at 87.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
Agritourism has become a billion-dollar business in the United States. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In the last census of agriculture, more than half of U.S. counties had one or more farms engaged in agritourism. In Oregon's Willamette Valley, there are scads of them. Audrey Comerford works with Oregon State University Extension.
I have everything from a tulip farm that opens in April to a small dairy that does single cow cheese and will produce vodka out of whey. We have blueberry folks that will do frozen products throughout the year to be able to lengthen their season. And so we're seeing a lot of ingenuity here with the farms.
Comerford says many types of operations fall under the agritourism umbrella.
Anytime the visiting public is coming onto a farm or ranch, and this could be for things like direct sales, farm stands, U-picks, U-cuts. It could be for entertainment such as festivals, pumpkin patches. It could be for hospitality reasons like tastings or farm-to-table dinners, outdoor recreation, hiking, birding, horseback riding. We also have education, which is classes, demonstrations, those types of things.
How many mothers in frustration over the latest mess have asked, "Were you born in a barn?" I'm pretty sure no one has ever answered that with a yes, but these days you can book events in a barn, even weddings. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ice cream will soon have all natural food colorings. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. praised the dairy sector for pledging to remove chemical food dyes from products. Rollins complimented farmers and processors for being proactive, voluntarily eliminating artificial colors from ice cream products by the end of 2027.
We know that our current health outcomes, especially for our children, are unsustainable and that American agriculture is at the heart of the solution to make America healthy again.
Rollins says it's not just the dairy sector that's moving toward eliminating artificial petroleum-based dyes.
Tyson Foods, PepsiCo, J.M. Smucker, Nestle, Hershey, Conagra Brands, Kraft Heinz, and General Mills, each of which have recently made similar commitments to remove artificial colors from their products.
Kennedy says about 35% of the American food industry has made commitments to eliminate chemical dyes, and that's in addition to the 35% of the industry already organic and chemical-free. FDA Administrator Marty McCary says in the short time this administration has been in office, four new natural food colorings have been approved, including Gardenia Blue, approved this week. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 56¾ cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1½ cents at 164½, one sale at 165. Cheese barrels went down 0½ cent to 167, but no sales recorded. Butter prices dropped a penny to 258, two sales there. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 126¾, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
The updated forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Today, partly cloudy, hot and muggy with a high of 89. Tonight, some clouds, warm and sticky, will drop down to 69. Wednesday, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some could be strong with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rain. Your midweek high, 85. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms diminishing with a low near 59. And Thursday, clouds mixing with sunshine by midday. Cooler and less humid, a high of 73. The extended forecast towards the weekend, Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, 77. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday with a high of 79.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brewhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. Stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim, till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
Thank you for joining us during the Light in the Milk House show today, brought to you by the great folks at Brouhaha Roasters.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
The Muscadet Mudcats home talent baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like a rather warm and sticky day shaping up. The heat index could reach the low to mid 90s this afternoon, so just take it a little easy and drink plenty of extra water today. Meanwhile, a cold front lurking from the Dakotas toward Lake Superior will gradually settle southeastward. Should bring some strong thunderstorms to northwest Wisconsin later today and tonight. Those will gradually spread into our area by tomorrow afternoon. We could see some pockets of heavy rain and gusty winds throughout the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Some places could see up to a few inches of rain, so definitely keep an eye on the situation if you're in a flood-prone location and you've had a lot of rainfall recently. You'll also notice temperatures getting much cooler behind the system going into Wednesday night, Thursday, and even into Friday. Does look like some pretty nice weather, though, to finish up the week as high pressure builds in, bringing some partial sunshine and lower humidity. Then by the weekend, the next weather system moving in Saturday will likely bring us some more showers. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, hot and humid, high near 89 degrees, southwest wind 8 to 15. Some clouds tonight, warm and sticky, low at 69. And tomorrow, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Some could be on the strong side with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rainfall, high in the middle 80s. Heading into Wednesday night, the showers and storms gradually diminish, low 59. Thursday, clouds mixing with sun by midday. Cooler and less humid with a high of 73. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, high 77. Saturday, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms at times, high 79. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, just small chances of showers, highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at our morning low of 63 degrees with partly cloudy skies and light fog in the area. That following our high yesterday of 89. The record high in 1988 was 100. The record low 40 in 1967. 1 year ago, 89 the high, 67 the low. The sun will set today at 8:40. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:36. The air is calm, the barometric pressure at 30.09, and no precipitation to report the last couple of days. Again, our current temperature with light fog is our morning low. We're at 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Be sure and join us a little later on this morning during the roundup. We'll be coming your way about 7:20 this morning with that. Myself, Adam Hess, and Hank will be by. Phil Nee stops by, and we're going to play Trivia Tuesday. Now, I think Hank's going to have a round of trivia questions ready for me. I'm not sure if he knows this or not, but I'm going to have some trivia questions as well. We'll flip a coin and see who is going to ask whom during the roundup this morning at 7:20.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Time right now for an ABC News 6 a.m. update brought to you by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with its plans to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education with the three liberal justices in dissent. The court paused an order from a judge who had reversed the layoffs and questioned the broader plan. ABC's Arthur Jones II.
Secretary McMahon wants to return education
back to the states. This is just the first step in doing that. By reducing the agency and the workforce, it gives more power to the states and it gives less power to the government.
President Trump threatening tariffs against Russia if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out within the next 50 days. He has also announced an agreement so that the U.S. can send weapons to Ukraine through NATO, which will be footing the bill, the White House says. The CEO of NVIDIA writing on X that the government has approved the company to start shipping its powerful chips used for AI computing now to China. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in the Colorado murder trial of a man accused of poisoning his wife's protein shakes. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
James Craig was a popular Colorado dentist, seen in photos